You got some terrific reviews earlier this year. I've got to ask you about the musical that you wrote.
Yeah, that was good. Wasn't
it? Is it still up? Is it still on the boards?
Well, that one now, they're doing something about it in Germany.
Oh, great.
Interesting, you know. But I didn't know about the theatrical world, and it's a whole different thing again. And it seems like going on Broadway means that you have to have millions of dollars, and you have to risk millions of dollars as well, etc. It's that kind of thing. And it has to be very commercial, etc. It's a different world, you know?
Yeah. Are there any others in the works for you?
Well, I happen to have an album coming out in November 7th, you must know.
Oh, yeah. That's just a few days away.
Yeah, and it's called Rising.
Terrific. How did you like doing the TV show, Mad About You?
that was great.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it was fun. And also, it was interesting to have a peek at a totally different world again, you know. And I have much more respect for people who are doing this kind of thing. Because I was thinking, oh, sitcom, okay, you know. And I thought I was just going to walk in, and there's a teleprompter or something. I'm going to read it, shake hands, and go out or something like that, you know. And when I'm watching sitcoms sometimes, occasionally, which is not very, you know, frequent, but I always think, yeah, they're reading it. I'm sure they're reading it, you know.
So you had to memorize your lines.
Oh, I had to memorize my lines, but I realized that these people are real actors and actresses, and they're not having any prompters. they not only remember lines, but, you know, until 2 hours before the real take,
right.
The script is changing all the time. So I don't know how they do it. I mean, I got so nervous that, you know, 2 hours before somebody bringing this sort of new sheet of paper, another little change, and I think it don't change so much for me, you know. But anyway, it was very interesting. It's a very professional thing that they're doing, and I was very, you know, happy that I was part of it.
I heard you did fabulously well.
Well, let's see about that. I don't know yet.
How is Sean doing?
He's fine. He's into music.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of him, basically. Yeah.
Earlier this year, I know the two of you sang one of your songs, Hiroshima Sky's Always Blue,
yeah,
with Paul. Have you made any decision to release that, or is that on the new album?
It's not on my new album, because I didn't want to promote my album with that, because I think that's very unfair to the children who are performing.
Uh-huh.
And it was done in a very beautiful spirit, and to use that to promote a commercial album or something was not what I wanted to do. But also, I don't know what will happen to that particular take. It might just stay as a nice memory. I might bring it out someday in the right context, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're one of the few who have heard the final version of Free as a Bird. Are you satisfied with that?
Yeah, I'm very satisfied with that.
Good. Well, we're all looking forward to the airing of Anthology. And, you know, I was thinking the other night, in a large part, you're the person that made it happen, and you must find it somewhat amusing that you've come full circle, given the fact that, however unjustified, some fans made you out to be the bad guy.
I know. And so, you know, I think that it's a blessing in a way, because I was really accused for what I haven't done. I hadn't done it, and so maybe, you know, somebody up there is saying, okay, I'll give you a chance where you can, you know, make a positive move or something like that.
It's good karma.
Yeah, good karma.
Yeah.